From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Merlin Husky.
I feel better all over than anywhere else. Baby, when I'm out with you, I feel better all over than anywhere else. When you kiss me like you do, well, I'm as wild as a bug. Every time you calls me up, you sure makes me feel like a wheel. Well, I feel better all over more than anywhere else. That's exactly how I feel. Makes me want to kick up my heel. But I feel better all over more than anywhere else. That's exactly how I feel. But that's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I feel. Oh, that's exactly how I feel.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much, and a great big welcome to all my friends and neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry.
And a big hello from tonight's all-star Opry lineup: Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Moon Mullican, Chet Atkins, and the entire Opry gang.
Yes, sir, lots of Opry stars for you tonight, and I invited over, sort of extra special, a cute little lady who sings a mighty good country song, Miss Jean Shepherd. Well, Jeannie will be out here to see us in just a minute, but right now I see somebody else heading over our way. He's our favorite tailor of tall tales from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Hello there, Merlin. Good to see you, boy.
Good to see you. What are you saying?
Hey. Hey, I'm tickled tonight.
What you so happy about, Rod?
Huh?
What you so happy about?
Have you ever worked in a store, a big department store, you know, about a clerk?
No, never did.
Boy, you ought to get you a job like that, Merlin.
Good job.
I got me a job, and some of the customers that come in to buy things will just kill you, boy.
They
yeah. I got me a job up in this big department store, and the first place they put me was down in the pet shop.
In the pet shop.
Yeah, and I was standing there just like a human, minding everybody's business but mine.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
And this lady come in, and I says to her, I said, "Lady, do you want a pet?"
Yeah.
She said, "Well, I come in here to buy a parakeet, but if you insist, let's go, Buster." The manager come over to me, and he handed me a piece of paper with an address on it.
Yeah.
He says, "I want you to deliver this here pet rabbit." So I put the
rabbit
under my arm, I put the address in my pocket, and I got on my bicycle, and I started down the street.
Yeah.
Little old rabbit jumped out of my arms and running down the street, see?
Look here.
That just tickled the fire out of me.
It did.
Yeah, that rabbit didn't know where he was going. I had the address in my pocket, see? Then they put me in the grocery department.
Yeah, in the grocery department.
And I always did love viney sausage.
You do.
And in fact, I never could say sausage.
You never could say sausage.
But they put me in there, and the lady come in and says, "I want to buy a chicken."
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, "Lady, do you want to pull it?" She says, "No, just put it in a sack, and I'll carry it home." Yeah. Then she looked down there in the floor and saw that box of prunes sitting there, see?
Yeah.
And she says, "Oh, my goodness, what are those?" I said, "Lady, them is prunes."
Prunes.
She said, "What are prunes?" I said, "That's plums with inflammatory rheumatism." Then she turned around to me and said, "Oh, by the way, what have you in the shape of bananas?" I says, "Cucumbers, sister." And then they moved me, Furlan.
They moved me
up into the ladies' lingerie department.
In the lingerie department.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, I have a nice soft job.
I'll bet you
yeah. Well, sir, there I was, and this great big huge woman come in there. Oh, yeah. She was a whopper.
Big.
She looked like a bale of hay with a middle bale busted, you know. She walked up to me and says, "Young man, I'd like to buy a pair of bloomers to wear around my gymnasium."
What?
Well, I just stood there and I said, "Lady, what size is your gymnasium?" And then she started out and she says to me, says, "By the way, son, I'd like to see your summer underwear."
What'd you tell her, huh?
I said, "Lady, I'm sorry, but I just can't show them to you." She said, "Why not?" I said, "Mine, that is still cold weather, and I've still got my long handles on."
You know, as spring approaches, you realize nature's a pretty wonderful thing.
Sure is, Grant. Look what she does for Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Yes, that's right. Nature herself put the flavor in PA. The rich, natural flavor of fine choice tobacco. And this flavor is held and heightened by Prince Albert's own special process. So you get natural tobacco taste with every pipeful. Yes, sir, PA is cool and comfortable, mild and tasty. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
And friends, remember, Prince Albert is crimp cut, too, so it packs neat and firm, smokes smooth and long-burning. You just can't beat PA in a pipe.
So all you pipe smokers and Macon's men, too, get yourselves some Prince Albert. See why PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. That's Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
Now let's dust off the welcome mat and say hello to a little lady who become a big favorite with all the Grand Ole Opry fans everywhere. Here's Jean Shepherd. Jean, it's always fine to have you here on the Opry with us.
Well, thank you, Furlan. The pleasure's all mine.
Well, that's what... I'd like to stand here and talk all night, but I know the people want to hear you sing, and I do too, so I'll move over.
Well, okay. I'd like to do my latest Capitol record for the folks, if it's okay. This was written by our good buddy Tommy Collins.
Yeah,
and
bless
it's
his heart.
Called
yeah.
"I Learned It All From You." If I'm sometimes unkind and treat you cruel, dear, if I break your heart and make you blue, if I know just what to do to make you cry, dear, it's because I learned it all from you. I've done you wrong, don't be surprised now. Most anything you hear now could be true. I've tried so hard, so long, now I've stopped caring. All because I learned it all from you.
Wonderful, Jeannie. That's real fine. And now that Tommy Jackson is fiddling away on a good old-fashioned hoedown, let's you and me join the Grand Ole Opry gang in a big square dance. How about it, honey?
Everybody join hands and certainly live on and chilling on the wrong
Pratt grabbed that girl and circulate back and everybody swing. Hell, and run to the kitchen, take a little beat and back to the center, then swing and sweep and back to the kitchen and one more and then in the middle and now couple up four and do-si-do. Oh, let the lady step out, the gent step in, grab your hole and go it again. You swing more and I'll swing four and swing the gal from Arkansas and everybody swing. Hell, let you hold your roll, grab your gal and do-si-do.
Some of our good friends up in Missouri, where I'm born and raised, ask us to do a sacred song tonight, and we'd like to do one of my favorites. This is one we have out on records. We'll do it for all the people in Missouri and for our friends everywhere. This one's called Saith the Lord. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, covet not his home nor wealth. Oh, let us be of one accord. Help him to build upon a rock. Be not a stumbling block. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, saith the Lord. Go tell thy neighbor to his face all about God's saving grace, eternal life up in heaven as a reward. Help him to place stars in his crown. Bear no false witness that might run him down. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, saith the Lord. Practice what we preach, the heavenly gates good neighbors will reach. Our master is waiting, patiently waiting, our names to record. Show him the glory he's bound to find when sinful ways are left behind. Oh, love thy neighbor as thyself, saith the Lord. Oh. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, you ready for a spelling bee, Furlin' Husky?
Yeah, Grant, I'd like to get in one. I ain't been in one for years.
Okay, what does this spell? P-A-N-O-C-B.
Why, Grant, that spells the makings of a perfect smoke.
Boy, move to the head of the class. With Prince Albert smoking tobacco and an OCB paper, you do have the makings of a perfect smoke. P-A is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich, natural flavor of fine, choice tobacco.
Yes, and Grant, PA is crimp cut, too, so it rolls neat and easy, doesn't blow around or dribble out on the ends.
Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert. PA is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Well, there's a great big old Texas feller at the piano right now, and we're all heading that way to listen. That's because he's the king of the country piano players, Moon Mulligan.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you need is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry. Or to lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, my golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eyes. Why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry.
Boy, he really hits those keys, don't he? And coming out right now by Ned is a gal who really hits us smack dab right square in the funny bone. She's our girl Saturday, up from Grinder Switch for a visit with us. Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Proud to be here. Berlin, it's a real pleasure to be on the show with you.
Well, thank you, Minnie. I'm real thrilled.
Berlin is so handsome and so young.
Now, Minnie.
And so hard to get.
Yeah.
Berlin, I like that suit you got on there.
Thank you, Minnie.
You ought to buy that.
I
was just fooling. I'm just trying to do the best I can. Here it is, the third month into leap year, and ain't nobody leaped at me yet. Because I've been doing my share of leaping. You know, it's spring. It's just like, you know, it's just getting to be out at Grinder Switch. Spring is in the air, you know, it's just wonderful. You know, in the spring, a young man's fancy turns to what the girl's been thinking about all year. I have, anyway. You know, a gal leads a dog's life. She goes trotting around waiting for some man to whistle. I get very few of them. Well, now, be careful. You know, I went on a hayride this past week, and Sister went along, and I had to kind of watch Sister. There was a boy on there that was flirting with her. And I said to her when we got home, I said, Sister, that boy was kind of flirting with you. He was forward. She said, well, he's forward on the basketball team, too. I said, well, he's a little too forward on the hayride now, I'll tell you. I know, because I have to be careful myself about him being forward. They're always going backwards. Well, sure, though, there was a girl on there, and Hezzy was kind of winking at her. I said, she's too artificial. I said, it takes a good lipstick to bring out her lips and good rouge to bring out her cheeks. And a good sneeze will bring out her teeth. But you know, Mammy got upset yesterday because one of them little Tugwell children come over to our house. That's that little meanin', you know, I was telling y'all about. And he says to brother, look here at this nickel I got. Says, Mammy heard me say darn it the other day.
Yeah.
And she said she'd give me a nickel if I wouldn't say darn it.
Yeah.
Brother says, hey, come here, boy. Me and you ought to go in business. I know words you could get $5 for. Right, Ashley?
Well, I hate to see Minnie Pearl go, because we always enjoy talking to her so much. But we're not so much out of luck by no means, because Gene Shepherd is here, and we always enjoy hearing her singing. How about another song from Gene?
Thank you, Berlin. like to flip that new record of mine over and do the other side of it.
I like it.
This one's called This Has Been Your Life, Billy. Heartaches and sorrow, misery and shame, these are the things that go with your name. Heartbreak and worry, trouble and strife, these make your trademark. This has been your life. I watched you marry for fortune and fame, and when you had them, you replayed the game. Those who had helped you, your friends and your wife, you turned your back on. This has been your life.
By the way, for some mighty fine picking, he's fixing to dish out right now on one called the San Antone Road. Well, sir, we haven't sang a song here for quite a while, so maybe y'all wouldn't mind if I sort of slip one of my new ballad songs in. This is our brand new one. Randy Hughes helped me out in the middle of it, called Sinful Secret.
simple secret has been revealed. You tore up a heart that can never be healed. I'd have bet my life, dear, you'd never trifle on me. But your sinful secret proved how wrong I could be. Oh, you've been running with somebody else. I'd have never believed it, hadn't seen it myself. Your sinful secret ain't no secret no more. But it's more shameful than ever before. Your sinful secret ain't no secret no more, but it's more shameful than ever before.
Thank you so much, Randy and Jack Bell. Tell me something. Well, sir, when Tommy Jackson goes to fiddling, that's our cue to call it a night and say goodbye. Hope you folks had a fine time tonight, and you be sure to be on hand next week now when we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. Marty Robbins will be up in the driver's seat next week, and he's bringing along our good friend with him, Jimmy Newman. Till then, this is Ferlin Husky saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Today's the day for you to win with Cavalier, the brand new, wonderfully different king-size cigarette. You're bound to win greater smoking enjoyment with new Cavalier, because it's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste. Yes, new Cavalier tastes just great, and the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Great taste, great feel, a great smoke. That's what you get when you open up the smart new Cavalier pack of red, white, and gold.
Light up. And right off, you'll get the pleasure of naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke that feels good to you, feels so fresh, so smooth, smoke after smoke.
Yes, the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Enjoy this wonderful smoking experience soon. Make it today. Win greater smoking enjoyment with new Cavalier, the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.